Happy New Year, everybody. It's February 3rd. I have not done a podcast in a very long time. I've been lazy. I had lots to say and nothing to say at the same time. And you know what? I just got bored. Podcasting is hard. The people that do it every week or every day, that is a lot. And you know what? Some of them are just not good. I don't think mine is bad or good. I think it's somewhere in the middle. But I enjoy doing it because I just like to see what other people think and have to say. That's just me. So, with that being said, hope everybody is enjoying the new year. I have been doing great. Just to catch you up, I had a very busy November, December. I was trying to chill and not do too much, but, you know, parties, friends and family, and just a lot of little things that we had to do. Like, nothing bad, like a lot of fun things. Was amazing. I had a lot of fun. It was like every weekend, almost every day, there was something we had to do. Go visit someone, someone's visiting us, a party here, a party there, something here or there, everywhere. So, you know, it kept us busy, but it wasn't too bad at all. I did not get my seasonal affect disorder this year, which was kind of weird. I was waiting for it and waiting for it, nothing. So I was really awkward. Maybe because I was so busy, I didn't have time to get it. And once again, every time I podcast, I start yawning. Don't understand why. Makes no sense. Big milestones in my life. My mom passed away last Easter. That was hard and challenging for me. At the same time, I was just kind of ready and expecting it. My mom kind of prepared me like a year in advance. You know, I don't want to get too much into it because it's more personal, but, you know, she's in a better place. I'm really happy that she went the way she wanted to. She got her wishes. And, you know, I lost a lot of friends in the past 3 years and some family members. And, you know, it's inevitable. It's part of life. So I don't think if I would have had those challenges with other people's deaths, I would have been prepared for my own mother's. And don't get me wrong, I miss her every day and I hear her voice. And, you know, I just kind of like echo her sentiments when she used to say, "You're going to miss me when I'm done, when I'm gone. You're going to do this when I'm gone." And she was right. And I knew it at the time too. I just didn't want to face it because I just didn't want to think about losing my mother. But I knew that it was going to happen in one way, shape, or form. There's no way around it. But like I said, I'm very happy. Things are better. So, aside from that, I didn't really want to talk about anything today specific. I just had a lot of little blurbs that are going on in my life. So, and you guys have probably all heard these things before, but not everybody around you is your friend. Some people are just business associates. Some people are just acquaintances. Some people are your friends. And, you know, I have to constantly remind myself for that. Because, like, when I meet someone and I vibe with them, I hope we become friends. I'm just a friendly person, but not everybody has the best intentions or wants to be your friend. They might just want to, you know, be there to get something from you, use you, or I think someone said some people in your life are just going to be there for a season, not forever. And, you know, I took that to heart and I've just kind of been protecting my heart. And, you know, I stand by being standoffish when it comes to being friends with people just because of that reason. Maybe I did it before and I just didn't listen to it, or I just didn't put that much emphasis on it. But like this past year and just the beginning of this year, you know, I kind of kept that to heart. Not everybody is your friend and not everybody has the best intentions for you. Doesn't mean they have to be your enemy. Just means that, you know, it's just not going to work out. And I think for me, I always try to be friendly with everybody and I want to like be friends. But doesn't mean that they, like I said, doesn't mean that they want to or it's going to happen, you know? So I just kind of kept that perspective in mind. Also, people are fucking crazy. Yeah, like, just, do you guys feel like everything's getting crazier? And not crazy like, you know, psychiatric ward crazy, but just people are just lazy, don't care, can't understand, don't want to understand, just don't have the energy. I've been noticing a lot of that, just meeting a lot of new people, just doing a lot of different things, you know, kind of going back to normal life. And, man, some people are just really amazing out there. And some people are just like, wow, what is wrong with you? And all the good people, keep it going. There's people out there that are amazing. And, you know, just watch out for the craziness. It's always going to happen that way anyway. I took a Tony Robbins seminar for a week. And that was very powerful, uplifting, educational. What I learned from it is some things that were already in me. Like I tell people when they ask me, like, what'd you get out of it? You know, he made me ask a lot of questions that... he made me ask myself a lot of questions that I never answered to myself. At the same time, some of the things that I was doing already that are good, he just framed them in a different way that I didn't, for some reason, think about. You know, sometimes you have the answers in your head, but you just don't think about it, for a better lack of term, I want to say. So, you know, that was really good for me. He framed a lot of things I was thinking or doing and kind of made them a little bit more easier to understand, digest, follow. The one thing I could tell you is, like, going to a Tony Robbins seminar every day for a week, man, you get a lot of energy. Like, you know, after the seminar, I've been waking up early every day with a smile, not as groggy as I used to be. One of the things that I did work on is not to procrastinate. So in the morning when I get up, I just try to do everything I need to do that day. That way I can hang out, rest, do the rest of my day and just relax. Or just, you know, not pile everything on and get overwhelmed. So that's like one thing that really helped me. I was going to go to his second seminar, which is like $500. I would love to go. One, I can't afford it at this time. And two, I don't want to spend that money for a virtual one. If I ever do go to a Tony Robbins, for me personally, I need to go to like an in-person one. That would be more beneficial for me in the long run than a virtual one. I like the virtual 2-hour one, even though that took a little commitment. Luckily, I had time to do it, so that helped a lot. But, you know, the virtual one's like 10 hours for 4 days. Man, that's a long day. I know myself. I could do it, but I'd have to sacrifice a lot of things. Stop fucking yawning. But I just can't at this moment in time. But I want to do it. But, you know, he gave me a lot of food for thought. A lot of things I need to kind of address to myself, for myself, by myself. I implemented a lot of things he did say. Man, they fucking work. And kind of within like a week's time, parts of me have changed. And a lot of shit that I was holding on to or had, I let it go. Or questions I had about myself, you know, I answered them finally. So I have a better perspective of what I want to do in general. I hope this is helping. So I have a couple questions that... So these are my questions. When's the last time you were nice to yourself? Did something for yourself? Gave yourself a compliment? What do you really want? What do you think others want from you? And what are you willing to do to get those things that you want? And probably the last question is, are you happy? What makes you happy? And if you're not happy, what will it take to make you happy? So I just have those little questions, you know, because those are some questions that I was asked and I thought they're going to be easy to answer and they weren't, you know. I think, and this is like an exercise that Tony Robbins did with me. And it was really interesting because we all do that, right? We always talk about what the things that we don't want in a person or in a job or in a life. But we never ask, what do we really want in our lives? So think about those things. Ask yourself those questions. And now, like, since I'm on Anchor, you can write back and say them to me, or you can email me. Well, have a good day. Take care.